This is Spoon Jackson, Solano State Prison. And I want to let the people know about my latest podcast on the computation in California, Color of Mercy, and how the Governor Brown only commuted 100 or so people out of 5,200. And this podcast is KALW Uncuffed, or Uncuffed KALW. You could Google, and you'll get to hear the podcast. Right now, I want to read an excerpt from my book, By Heart, which you could find on Amazon. You can also find all the poems that I have read in my other book called Longer Ago. This excerpt is from when I was at San Quentin. It's called In Silence. Indian summer at San Quentin, and the sweet sun brings back the times I ran the dry river with the greyhound dogs and laid under the heavy black bridge as the trains rumbled across, shaking the soft sands. And those times I watched the shadows of the rail cars dart by, and when night fell on a hot day, played kick the can in pure desert darkness. There were no street lights on Cook Street when I was a boy. My skin feels warm and alive this San Quentin September, as though I am a lizard sunning on a big rock. Instead, I wear prison blues, shirt, pants, and coat, plus brown high-top boots and dark shades. The coat and the shades I put on whenever I'm outside the cell. I sit in my spot on the winding metal stairs of San Quentin Education Building and see Judith bouncing down the stairs from Arts and Corrections Office. I notice her healthy, pale skin and small feet, slightly curly brown hair, long flowered skirt, and tire track sandals. Yes, I notice that Judith is a woman and at the same time a human being struggling with life, death, truth, and imagination just like I am. She has already shown me new doors to step into, and even in my silence, so I am able to absorb and appreciate Judith as a woman in an all-male prison, but also the leader and teacher of the poetry class. This warm September afternoon, Judith is not as much a stranger to me as I am to her, for she had to put herself out there to be creditable. I have watched and learned and listened to her share her truth, views, life, wisdom, and poetry. I know her through her books she suggested, the poetry she read aloud, and the way she related to others in the poetry class. I've been through many summers in prison by this particular September. I arrived in 1977 from a small desert town and have walked in dark shades and silence most of the time since then. None of the other prisoners, guards, or free staff had a clue to what I'm about or what I am capable of doing. They only had my prison file, a few pages gathered hastily together by the court, a probation officer, a couple of detectives, and a psychologist who, after one or two 10-minute sessions purported to assess, revealed, depict, and predict my entire life in one brushstroke. In the file was nothing about how my mom made me Arkansas meatloaf instead of cake for my birthday, a date we celebrated on August the 21st instead of August 22nd for the first 10 years of my life. Nothing in the file about how I spent time under Black's Bridge or how I ran the dry river with semi-wild dogs. The guards, the prisoners, and prison staff could not place me anywhere, not in any street or prison gang. They did not know that I had learned to despise violence and to love peace. I look forward to lockdowns, to all the silence and reading and studying given by those long stretches of time confined to my cell. When the cell doors closed, doors to other places opened up. Prison people did not know that inside me was a desert thirst for knowledge, to know and explore new things. That's an excerpt from By Heart, and I hope some listeners will go and check it out. Gloria Steinem loved it. Annie DeFranco loved it, and many others.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.